2D Listening Skills Exercises 3B and 4, page 26.
Good morning. I'm joined in the studio now by local teenager Kelly Simpson. Kelly has recently returned from a skiing holiday in Switzerland, where she survived an avalanche. Kelly, was this your first time skiing?
No, I had been on a number of skiing holidays before, so I'm quite comfortable on a pair of skis. On this trip, though, I went with a group of friends who are all beginners, so most days they took lessons with an instructor while I skied on my own.
And were you alone when the avalanche happened?
No, I was with my friend Stacy. She had just finished a lesson and wanted some extra practice. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon, so I offered to show her a few things. The problem was the slopes were very busy, so we decided to ski down a hill outside the resort. That was a huge mistake.
So, did you have any time to escape before the avalanche hit you?
None at all. We were happily skiing when suddenly we heard a loud noise. At first, it sounded like a train from the nearby tracks, so I just ignored it. But then the sound got louder and louder. I looked behind, and a wave of snow was coming towards me.
It must have been terrifying. What happened then?
Just before the snow surrounded me, I took off my backpack, let go of my skis, and put my right hand above my head. It was a piece of advice that my dad had given me years ago. I later learned that Stacy managed to hold on to a tree, so she stayed above the snow.
How did it feel when you were trapped in the snow?
At first, it was very scary. Imagine being trapped in a fridge with the lights off. But because my backpack and skis were on the surface and my hand was sticking out of the snow, I guessed that Stacy would soon find me. I calmed down a bit when I heard her shouting from above.
And did Stacy get you out?
No, she didn't have anything to dig with, so she used her mobile to call the emergency services. They arrived around 20 minutes later, dug me out and took me to a nearby hospital. I didn't even notice at the time, but I had broken my ankle. I just felt lucky to be alive.
Thanks for coming in and telling us your story, Kelly.